Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 22, Haring Vina Na Mritam Taranti. The Personified Vedas continue to pray. Our dear Lord Krishna, it is our conclusion that all living entities are attracted by your material energy, and only due to their mistakenly identifying themselves as products of the material nature, that they are transmigrating from one kind of body to another in forgetfulness of their eternal relationship with you. And because of ignorance, these living entities are misidentifying themselves in different species of life, and especially when they are elevated to the human form of life, they identify with a particular class of men or a particular nation or race or so-called religion, forgetting their real identity as eternal servants of your lordship. Due to this faulty conception of life, they are undergoing repeated birth and death. And out of millions of them, if one becomes intelligent enough by association with pure devotees, he or she comes to the understanding of Krishna consciousness and then comes out of the jurisdiction of the material misconception. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya himself, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Par Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entities are wandering within this universe throughout different species of life. But if one of them becomes intelligent enough, by the mercy of the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, then he or she begins one's devotional life in Krishna consciousness. It is said, Haring Vina Na Mritam Taranti, without the help of the supreme personality of Godhead, one cannot get out of the clutches of repeated birth and death. In other words, only the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, can relieve the conditioned souls from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 22, Haring Vina Na Mritam Taranti. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.